Time now for this week's edition of the Africa Report. Joining us on the line, we have John Boasa, who holds a bachelor with honors in education from the University of Binza in Congo, Kinshasa. Also holds a diploma in African sociology from the Kikwit University in Bandundu, and is currently leading towards his master's with the University of KwaZulu-Natal. John, a very good morning to you. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International. Thanks you for your time.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on Radio Islam International.
Let's start again with the DRC, right? So the government there is accusing Apple of using illegally exploited minerals extracted from the country's embattled east in its products, blood minerals.
Well, I think it's a good move to do so. But again, my call would always be to the so-called government, but they must also be serious. Because we know that indeed Apple and many other companies, it's not just Apple. We have Tesla, we have all these companies that are extracting gold in the eastern side of the Congo that are using blood minerals. And that the blood minerals that are being used is the fact that it is exported into from Rwanda rather than from where the minerals are being produced. And we know that there's the ICTC traceability of minerals that are exploited in areas where there are conflict and wars. My wish, and this I'm going to say, I just wish that those leaders in the Congo, we had a Maggie Resha, and if people do remember, she's the one who burnt the passes here in South Africa. And I just wish that we had a John Dube who protested against the Land Act. And we don't have such leaders in the Congo. Because what is happening in the Congo there is no difference with what Leopold II and the Belgian colonizer did from 1885 to 1960. So the exploitation that occurred many decades and centuries ago continues to happen in the Congo, and depopulating, dehumanizing, delocalizing the people of the coffer of the world and replacing it with people that are not Congolese so that they can benefit from the wealth that were kindly given by God. So for me, what happened with rubber, ivory, uranium yesterday, uranium, that's what ended the Second World War, that is what is going on today again with coltan, tantalite, tungsten, and all those minerals that are key for our technology, the electrical cars, and many other aspects of what we are enjoying in life today. And it is about time that the world stands so that we call for peace, stability, and justice regarding all these atrocities that are happening in the Congo.
Now, staying with the DRC, the UN mission there has been told to leave due to inefficiency in protecting civilians from armed conflict. They're now closing their base in preparation to leave.
Well, I do believe that it is about time, but again, it calls for a lot of debate. And I think if the leaders of today in the Congo were to call, first of all, the unity of all the Congolese people on board so that we can, at the same time, build an army that will be able to defend the land and the integrity of the land, that should be great, because for me, the UN was kind of doing a buffer, although they were also stealing, although they were also raping in the Congo. We understand that they were kind of a force tampon, as I would say. But today, if they are to leave, so be it. But then let the government, although I'm quite skeptical, be able to put in place the protection of the eastern side of the Congo so that the Rwandan people, through their militia called M23, are not going to create havoc. Yesterday already in Mineva, people were delocalized and were running away for their lives. So I think it is very important at this time that Mr. Tshisekedi has the bold to becomes bold to engage and go himself to the front and start fighting instead of traveling worldwide.
Finally, then, talk to us about the landslide there in the Congo, killing at least 15 people and up to 60 are missing.
Well, again, this is for me the lack of efficiency of the government, because the landslide is because the government is not prepared to protect the civilians and the citizens of the Congo. So it is very important that when we know that this place is not a place that is viable for people to live, we don't locate people there, but people are desperate, and hence we have the loss of life, and we have people that are still missing. That's the inefficiency and ineptitude of people who call themselves leaders and the government. As I said several weeks ago, after 5 months since the elections, there's no government. How do we expect these people not to suffer atrocities from natural disasters?
Indeed, John, thank you for your time, as always.
It's a pleasure.